Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In this episode, I'd like to turn to the traditions of the Inuit, specifically the Inuit of the eastern Hudson Bay region of what is now Canada. In the Dictionary of Native American Mythology, Sam D. Gill and Irene F. Sullivan relate the story of a pair of killers, in other tellings, monsters, who terrorized the people. Ikutuyuk, whose name means one who drills, and his brother would capture people, pin them down on their backs, and then murder them by drilling holes in their bodies. Afterwards, they would cover a corpse with piles of rocks, like cairns, or to the Inuit, Inuksuk. Inuksuk were largely used to aid navigation, but were sometimes used as warnings of dangerous grounds. According to the myth, the brothers continued their horrible crimes until a Tunit set out to stop them. The Tunit were a legendary people said to live long ago, possibly connected to an actual Paleo-Eskimo culture. They were tall, giants even, and possessed a fierce energy and competition. Gill and Sullivan share that Tunit were said to die of exhaustion from fierce competitions and feats of hunting and archery. And so one brave Tunit took it on himself to rid the people of Ikutuyuk and his brother. He challenged Ikutuyuk to a fight, and they battled while tied together with a rope. The Canadian Museum of History features a 1960 carving by Inuit artist Aisa Kupirawala Alausa depicting the battle, which you can view on their website. In the end, the Tunit hero succeeded in killing Ikutuyuk, and the remaining brother fled into the wilderness. The story of Ikutuyuk was also related by Inuit author Jonasi Quinurayak, who lived 1895 through 1964. Now, you might wonder what manner of drill this monstrous killer would have used. The Inuit traditionally made use of the pump drill, an ancient hand-powered tool used in fire-making, as well as for drilling small holes in objects for jewelry and the like. It's a simple hand-powered flywheel tool. The craftsperson revolves the drill shaft by vertically working a bow or bar carrying a cord attached at the center to the upper end of the shaft. I realize this is hard to picture, so I recommend looking up an image or video. Materially, the pump typically involves some combination of wood, ivory, rawhide, metal, stone, sometimes jadeite, according to the Penn Museum. There's also the Inuit mouth drill. This was essentially a small bow drill used for fire making, and the user would brace the tool and provide downward pressure with the head via a mouth or chin block. Now, to be clear, neither of these tools was a weapon. But according to Robert Fortune in his 1985 article, Lancets of Stone, Traditional Methods of Surgery Among the Alaska Natives, there is reason to believe that dental drilling may have been practiced to alleviate tooth pain, and that cranial drilling may also have been practiced in some cases for either medical or magico-religious purposes. Known as trepanation, this practice is found in cultures around the world dating back to prehistoric times, with some rare modern proponents of the procedure as well. So one can imagine how the idea of murderous drillers might have emerged in Inuit mythology and storytelling based on everyday technology and or painful surgical procedures that had been experienced or witnessed. Though the possibility of actual isolated drill-based torture is, I suppose, not impossible, I ran across one reference to isolated drill marks on Inuit remains, a 1993 article by Melby and Fairgreave titled A Massacre and Possible Cannibalism in the Canadian Arctic, but the consensus would seem to be that the evidence in question suggested a mortuary practice with drill holes being just one of the classifications of cuts found to the bone. Ikutiyuk and his brother are haunting figures to consider, and yet another fascinating aspect of Inuit culture. Tune in to additional episodes of The Monster Fact or The Artifact, or a new upcoming short-form series each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.